the FIFA World Cup versus WrestleMania. Which one will you choose? As many of you already know, I'm an American. And as most of you know, as an American, we in general do not really appreciate what the rest of the world knows as football and what we Americans call soccer. But anybody who knows me personally will tell you that I am not a typical American. For years, I've been an avid follower of real football through my loyalty to a couple of German teams, Dortmund BVB and the Bayern München team, both cities where I've lived and have family connections. But I've got to tell you that in the past World Cup series in South Africa, I've been more than a little obsessed with, yes, my favorite team, the U.S. At the writing of this blog, my team has just been cheated out of a winning goal by a questionable call by a referee. Will the U.S. win the World Cup? I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, but I will tell you that if there's anything this year's World Cup is telling me about the big bad world out there and about the way things were in the past, things are changing and changing quickly. The dominance of countries like Germany, France, and the UK is quickly fading. They're quickly being dispelled as major and seriously good teams and being replaced by teams from Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, and even the United States. The world is changing quickly, and it's changing the very complexion and nature of the sport. Say what you will about the fairness of individual referees or the many different political quirks that come up in the World Football Championships. In the end of the day, the process is basically fair, and no doubt entertaining. It is interesting to compare the overtly civilized and politically correct way that the FIFA Championship is run and compare it to the less professionally managed championship events in the U.S., like, say, the World Wrestling Federation and WrestleMania. Much to my chagrin, I found that WWF wrestling matches are quite popular on cable channels around the world. In Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, millions of people watch WrestleMania and think that this is an example of life and sport in the U.S. Well, for those of you who don't know it yet, the WWF, unlike FIFA, is a scam. Yes, it's true. The wrestling matches that you view are a fake. Oh, they're undoubtedly entertaining, but they're certainly violent. But in the final analysis, the role of the referee in these matches is not to make it fair, but to simply serve as another clown in the circus that is a purported sporting event. So what has all of this got to do with revenue assurance, you may ask? Well, here's the thing. Last week, we talked about the concept of what I call revenue mania. You can see the link for there mentioned earlier in this event. In that article, I proposed that what we are experiencing in our industry today is a redefinition of the role of revenue assurance and revenue management in the telecom landscape. What I also proposed was that there were a lot of different schools or groups advocating different flavors or approaches to how we, as a group of professionals, can best advance our careers and help our companies. In that article, I mentioned several groups. The people who are attempting to cling to the old definitions of revenue assurance. The RA is about software, the RA is about IT, and the RA is about zero tolerance school. I also mentioned some of the more forward-thinking schools of thought, including the revenue assurance is about increasing profits, and the revenue assurance is about customer schools. In a very real sense, we as a group of telecoms professionals, all dedicated to the practice of at least what used to be known as revenue assurance, are in fact participating in the equivalent of a revenue assurance World Cup. The world over, telecom executives, CFOs, and CEOs are appraising the value that their RA software purchases have delivered, the RA consulting budget spent, and the RA staffing decisions made, and asking, was it worth the investment? While the vast majority of them have seen value in many of these investments so far, almost all of them are asking, can we do better? Specifically, can I get more value out of my revenue assurance team? Should I add more staff? Should I raise salaries? Should I reorganize RA and give them different KPIs? How can I best spread the RA goodness across my organization for maximum benefit? In general, I believe that this year's exercise of revenue mania is an absolutely awesome, powerful, and good thing, especially for the revenue assurance professional. But I also believe that we need to be very careful that we run our revenue assurance mania process much more like the FIFA World Cup and not like an American-style WrestleMania match. What does that mean? Well, first of all, it means that we should proceed on this journey with some method. We need to be sure that we are building on the things that worked and not throwing out the good with the bad. I believe that what this means is, first, that we maintain a focus on the individual revenue assurance professional, his skills, his strengths, his weaknesses. To fall in love with an approach that existing staff cannot manage is a formula for disaster. That's not to say that we mustn't try new things, only that we have to build on our core strengths that we have, not make the professionals feel left out and worthless. Second, it means that we have to focus on our relationships, consensus, building trust between professionals. This is how professionals excel. The RA professional should consider approaches that enhance and strengthen his relationships with the CEO, the CFO, and with the operational managers. We still cannot afford to antagonize any. Third of all, the new migration paths must be rationalized. Part of the reason people abandoned the old approaches was because they couldn't prove value. New approaches must deliver value up front. And fourth, the RA professional needs to expand scope and redefine himself with integrity, making sure that he or she understands the new domain and can execute with precision, excellence, transparency, and reliability. Over the next few weeks, I will be initiating GRAPPA's own version of the Revenue Mania World Cup. Week by week, we will attempt to address a different aspect of the emerging trends in the practice of revenue assurance. We will explore the concepts of revenue management, revenue engineering, revenue optimization, margin assurance, market assurance, and revenue governance. We will consider the merit of each, the underlying principles and values. We will also explore the dangers and pitfalls that each might hold for the RA professional. And finally, we're going to attempt to build a new operational model for how all of these different flavors of telco revenue management, assurance, and optimization fit together into an overriding governance structure, which will be the framework and foundation for our 2011 standards work. The rules of the Revenue Mania World Cup will be simple. I will create a blog or a series of blogs to initiate the first round. We'll then post the topics to our LinkedIn, Facebook, newsletter, podcast, GRAPPA websites, and other locations, and then solicit rebuttal, discussion, and debate, contribution from as many members as possible. In order to help stimulate the process, our membership managers and faculty will join in the contest. As with the FIFA World Cup, we will do our best to keep the contest fair-minded, open-ended, and with a clear dedication to revealing the best approaches. We will not tolerate, under any circumstances, cheap shots, personal attacks, emotional. Third of all, the new migration paths must be rationalized. Part of the reason people abandoned the old approaches was because they couldn't prove value. New approaches must deliver value up front. And fourth, the RA professional needs to expand scope and redefine himself with integrity. Our intention is to run a nice, clean competition. Other than that, the important thing from my perspective is that we hear from you, the membership, about these issues. Well, stay tuned for more of these upcoming Revenue Mania topics. And until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.